De laatste jaren kende de cryptowereld vele ups en downs. FTX ging failliet, Binance werd aangeklaagd en de Bitcoin maakte een paar uitschuivers. Tijd voor een audit, zou je denken, en dat heeft de Amsterdamse cryptobeurs Finst goed begrepen. Aan de lijn heb ik Julien Vallet, hij is CEO van Finst. Mr. Vallet, Finst has announced the release of an extensive proof of reserve. For starters, could you explain again what a proof of reserve is and how does it work?
Of course, with pleasure. So we are indeed the first Dutch crypto platform to release not just a proof of reserve, but an extensive one. Proof of reserve in the crypto world, but it's also something that is used in the traditional financial industry, mm-hmm. is a process whereby a third-party auditor comes and verifies that an exchange holds the reserves that it claims to hold. So mm-hmm. If you have one Bitcoin on your account, your exchange should have one Bitcoin in its reserves. So a proof of reserve audit will verify that all the cryptocurrencies that you're supposed to hold as an exchange are indeed in your wallet. Mm-hmm. Now, this is what has been used traditionally by most exchanges in the world. And the problem with this traditional proof of reserve is that it only shows you a part of the picture. So it only verifies if an exchange has crypto in their wallets, but it does not verify more than that. And we believe as Finst that if you really want to provide safety and transparency, full transparency mm-hmm. to investors, you need to go much further than that. And you need to verify not only the cryptocurrencies, but also is the money that the euros that are on a client's account, are they also in the bank account of mm-hmm. the exchange? Is there a segregation of assets in place, which means that who owns the wallet? That's fundamentally the question. Mm-hmm. So if an exchange goes bankrupt, you want to be sure that your assets are not on the balance sheet, meaning in the name of the exchange. And that's the case with Finst. So mm-hmm. that's why our proof of reserve went a lot further, and it's a first in the industry. No exchange has ever done that in the Netherlands, but also internationally. And that contributes to proving our clients that their assets are completely safe with us as a platform.
Yeah. Is it because of the customers that they asked for more transparency?
Yeah, I think following the FTX news, which you were referring to, there's a lot of investors which rightfully so mm-hmm. Wonder, you know, is my platform safe? And what happens if I try to withdraw my coins or my euros, what will happen? Mm. So it is something that I think every investor has in mind. I think in Belgium, we have seen also Bit4U, who unfortunately had to stop their activities. And if they had a proof of reserve like ours, mm-hmm. then customers would have had a peace of mind and would have known that their assets are safe no matter what. So it is something that investors are really much interested in, of course.
Mm-hmm. You're rather new on the market. You're 8 months active in Belgium. How are things going for Finst?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. We launched indeed in the Netherlands in January. We have launched in Belgium at the end of June. We are growing really fast, again, because our approach is not only to provide the lowest fees in the market, but also we really insist on safety and transparency. Mm. We believe that the industry, the crypto industry, needs to become more trusted. And it's our responsibility as an exchange to implement a lot of safety measures and to be fully transparent about our activities. Yeah. And this philosophy, our clients can see it. I think proof of reserve is a very good example of transparency and safety. And that means that we get a lot of new clients, both from the Netherlands, but also from Belgium. Mm-hmm. And we have been growing really fast. We are probably the fastest growing crypto platform registered with the Dutch Central Bank in the Netherlands. So, yeah, we are very happy with the results so far, both in terms of trading volume, but also in terms of new investors joining Finst.
So you feel there is still trust in the crypto market, or do you also feel that you have to polish up a little bit the image of the crypto platforms?
I think following the FTX events, you have seen, for example, a few exchanges worldwide who have released their proof of reserve, mm-hmm. which in my view is not a complete proof of reserve like ours. It's a great step mm-hmm. Towards more transparency, but it's not enough. And that's why with this announcement today, we not only want to make sure that our customers know how safe their assets are, but we also want to encourage all the other platforms in the Benelux and everywhere in the world to release an extensive verified proof of reserve by a third-party independent firm. And only when all platforms will take this initiative, then I think trust will be increased in the industry.
Yeah.
It is, by the way, proof of reserve, you know, it's something that traditional financial institutions have to do on a yearly basis, at least.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not yet a legal requirement in crypto. I hope it will become one, because if everyone has to be transparent, then naturally the level of trust and safety will increase.
Yeah, so it's not the work of an individual, but of the whole industry, if I
Absolutely.
Understand you right. May I thank you very much for this explanation, Julien Vaillet, CEO van Finst.